This is Naked Astronomy with Dominic Ford and me, Ben Valsler. Still to come, we'll hear from Robert Massey with this month's roundup of news from the Royal Astronomical Society. But first, Mohammed Al-Hakim asks if telescopes can only see backwards in time, and if it's a problem to not be able to see the distant universe as it is today. We put this to Sarah Thompson from the Detector Physics Group at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge.
OK, so light, no matter what kind it is, optical, radio, infrared, etc., it all travels at a finite speed. This speed is roughly 300 million metres per second, or 700 million miles per hour. So this is so fast that generally the time taken for the light to travel from the object to the observer is negligible. But in space, the distances between objects are so vast that even something travelling at this speed takes a significant amount of time to get anywhere. For example, even the light we see when looking at the sun is taking 8 minutes to reach us, and the next nearest star is 4.2 light years away from us, so that's roughly 24 million million miles. And as for the next closest galaxy to ours, Canis Major, the light that comes from that is already 25,000 years old by the time it gets to us. So it's a bit like if you were living in London and you tried to look at Aberdeen, say, you'd be seeing that in the Roman age. And then you're looking at Birmingham, and it's the 16th century. But this isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, by developing more and more sensitive telescopes and detectors, we can in fact see objects that are further and further away, and therefore light that was emitted at a much earlier time. One of the problems with observing an object that's very far away is that as the light travels from it to us, it's spreading out over a larger area. So very little of the light that was originally emitted or reflected by the object actually reaches us. And then, of course, that's the light that's reaching Earth. Then you're pointing a small disk at this object and you're hoping to get some light from it. So bigger is better here. Basically, if you can build something with a large collecting area, you're going to receive more light from that object. And the more light you get, the stronger the image you're going to be able to create and the further away you'll be able to see. So that's why we're building larger telescopes like the SKA and ALMA. So you see, these observations of the universe basically evolving that we can watch in real time are key not only to building working theories of the universe today, but also allow us to see a little bit of how it might be in the future.
More questions coming up later.